And welcome all to the Master's Call this morning. My TMC family, please join me as we go to our Heavenly Father in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we just so love you and we adore you, Lord. We thank you for this beautiful day that you have made. We are just rejoicing and we're so glad in it, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for the Master's Call, Lord. Thank you for our founders of the call and that they said yes to you, Lord. So many years ago, 8 or 9 years ago, Lord, and they said yes to this call, Lord. We thank you for blessing our Dr. P.K. Patton and our Dr. and Pastor Vanessa Weatherspoon. Lord, continue to refresh them and bless them into overflow, Lord, in every single area of their life. Lord, their family, their community, every single area, Lord, their businesses. Lord, thank you, Lord, for the artist life family, the Diaz de Leon family, the kings of artists, and every artist distributor and customer, Lord. Continue to grow us into your love and into your perseverance, Jesus. And we just thank you for those wonderful kingdom strategies that you continue to give us, Lord, and download into our spirit. Lord, we thank you for the Master's Call and for the body of Christ, Lord. And we just ask that you open up all of our spiritual ears and our spiritual hearts and all of our spiritual senses to hear and receive everything that you have for us on this beautiful Tuesday, Lord, on this day, Lord, for ourselves individually as well as corporately for your body, Lord. And we love you and we agree that your kingdom come and your will is done right here on this earth that you call the body of Christ as you have it in heaven. In King Jesus' name we pray, amen. Well, my TMC family, again, it was a Jesus joy to greet you on this. May the Lord direct your heart into God's love and Christ's perseverance Tuesday. Again, my name is Rebecca Thomas. And I'm going to turn it over to our heavenly hostess. Are you there on the line with us this morning?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
Yes. Beautiful. Please take it away.
Well, thank you, thank you, thank you for greeting everyone with such joy in your heart. And thank you for getting everyone seated in the telecommunications this morning. And thank you for that powerful, powerful prayer. This is Jackie Henderson, and I'm calling you from Indianapolis, Indiana. And for those of you that are new on the call and those of you that need more information about this call, allow me to give you the history. This call was founded in October 2010 by two very powerful and great women of God, co-founders Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton, Ms. Super Fantastic, and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, our Mother Eagle. And our scripture reference can be found in Psalms 88:13. But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayers come before you. Our mission statement is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. Now we have a website where all of this can be found on that website. And that website is www.themasterscall.net. Again, that is www.themasterscall.net. And there, all of our messages have been archived ever since the beginning of this call, as well as the bios of all of our speakers. So if you have missed a message or want to revisit a message, please go to this website. Our theme for this year is, in 2018, through me, supernatural expectations, demonstrations, and revelations is being fulfilled and seen. So if you feel led of the Lord to be a blessed part of this ministry as a greeter, such as Minister Rebecca did so wonderfully and beautifully, or a host as I am doing now, or God is tugging at your heart to share a word from him, or you even have a prayer request or a praise report, please submit all of your information to info@themasterscall.net. Again, that is info@themasterscall.net. And Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, or our prayer general, Minister Brenda Terrell will contact you. And what brought us all together and is a common thread throughout is a phenomenal, phenomenal company called Artist Life, which was established by the Diaz de Leon family over 28 years ago. Again, it's that common thread that brought us together each and every morning to start our day with a word from the Lord. This is a great company with the best products, as Minister Terrell would say, this side of heaven, to help the world to become healthier and wealthier, and it's changing lives every day. So if you would like to be a part of this phenomenal company and wish to have more information, contact the person that invited you to this call, and they would love, love, love to share or answer any questions that you may have. So are you or someone you know a T-Mobile Metro PC customer or having challenges calling in on the live calls or the playbacks with and being charged? Well, there's a bridge number that would allow you to call in at no charge, and that number is 716-293-9707. Please follow the prompts, and you will be joined into the call. Please share the information with your team members and your prospects. The new morning motivational call is held every Monday through Friday right after this call, and it is conducted by a great team of great leaders that provide vital information to your artist business and its wonderful products. And that number is 712-770-4005. Again, 712-770-4005. And that PIN number is 294-617-POUND. And today is Leadership Tuesday. So tune in to hear the marvelous Minister Constance Tenaway as she shares with you on the new morning motivational call this morning. So right now, it is a privilege, an honor, and a pleasure to be able to introduce our speaker of the hour. And our speaker of the hour is none other than Minister Willa Peterson. Minister Willa Peterson has been married to her husband, Gerald Peterson, for 43 years and more, and is the mother of three grown children, Javen, Keenan, and Marcy, Macy, I'm sorry, and the grandmother to an adorable granddaughter, Tyron Marcia, better known as Baby T. In October 2016, Minister Willa and Jerry retired to Tampa, Florida, after living in their hometown of Oak Park, Illinois, for 38 years. Minister Willa was a member of the Living Word Christian Center in Forest Park, Illinois, until relocating to Tampa. God has blessed Minister Willa to unite with and become a member of a Bible-based fellowship church in Tampa, Florida, where she is very involved with the Salvation Army ministry. Minister Willa is honored to be a part of this ministry for the many opportunity it affords her, from feeding the residents who are bused to her church every Sunday morning for nourishment for their bodies and souls, to sharing her messages from the TMC, as well as praying about the needs and concerns. Minister Willa also serves with the Justice Ministry, which seeks fairness and equality for Tampa residents in Hillsborough County. As a teacher with emphasis in reading diagnosis and remediation, Minister Willa left the profession to raise her children. She returned many years later and worked as an inclusive teacher for children with special needs as a librarian. Minister Willa resigned from the profession after a terminally ill diagnosis of her beloved mother-in-law. She returned to the teaching profession after the passing of her mother-in-law as a substitute teacher for the Chicago public school system. Additionally, Minister Willett is a certified health coach and wellness educator. She has over 20 years of experience with knowledge of foods that nourish the body at the cellular level, as well as knowledge of the key ingredients to living a healthier, more productive lifestyle. Minister Willett overcame health challenges by changing her diet and making some day-to-day changes in her lifestyle, and therefore is passionate about her part to end global health crisis. Minister Willa is excited about the new chapter of her life in Tampa. However, most of all, she is excited about getting to know people in Tampa and sharing the love and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. She loves the Word. She loves the Lord and strives to let that love show in every area of her life. Minister Willard is a very vital part of this Master Call family. And today I present to some and introduce to others Minister Willard Peterson. Are you there?
Thank you so much, Minister Jackie. Yes, I am here. And I just thank you for that warm introduction and for everything you do for us here at the Master's Call. And Minister Rebecca and Minister Gracie, if she's there by your side, thank you so much for greeting the people of God this morning and for opening us up in prayer. And my God, what would we be without our TMC family who have come here every Monday through Friday morning to join us? And last but not least, we thank you so much, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, whom we affectionately call our Mother Eagle. I like to call her our E1 Equal Opportunity Nest Ejector, and that's all I'm going to say about that. And Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton, whom we affectionately call Dr. Dimples and Dr. Super Fantastic. I cannot tell you how much I thank you for finding and seeing something in me to be such a vital part of the TMC family. Now, my family, all of God and none of me, as I bring the word that he put on my heart to deliver to you during this holiday season, God, I just ask that you put me behind the cross and use me mightily that I might encourage someone in the days ahead. We give you praise, oh God, and we call it done. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, my TNC family, I hope you can hear me okay. I am in my car. I'm parked, so I'm not I'm not traveling, but I know there's noise going on around me, and so I really hope that you are able to hear what I say. The title of my message is Be Encouraged. Be Encouraged. With the holiday season upon us, this is the time of year when many individuals face great depression. The depression of the illness or transition of a loved one, the depression of their own failing health, the depression of a loved one that leaves an empty seat at the Thanksgiving table, the depression as a result of having to spend yet another Thanksgiving and Christmas alone, depression from financial woes and not being able to provide the food, let alone the anticipated gifts that are so commonly featured in the Christmas commercials and in the movies on the Hallmark Channel. Sometimes it just gets to be too much. These portrayals of the perfect holiday can leave one feeling depressed, lack of self-worth, and lack of accomplishment. Many experience loneliness during this time because of not having a significant other to share in the holiday season, as portrayed on television and as you see with other family members and friends. Crisis workers say the depression rate soars dramatically during the holiday season, and it can strike anyone for several different reasons. This is certainly a time of year when the need to encourage oneself in the Lord is so necessary. Just as David encouraged himself in the Lord in Ziklag. And I will read from 1 Samuel 30, chapter 30, verses 1 through 6. So that's 1 Samuel 30, verses 1 through 6. David and his men reached Ziklag on the third day. Now the Amalekites had raided the Negev and Ziklag. They had attacked Ziklag and burned it, and had taken captive the women and everyone else in it, both young and old. They killed none of them, but carried them off as they went on their way. When David and his men reached Ziklag, they found it destroyed by fire, and their wives and sons and daughters taken captive. So David and his men wept aloud until they had no strength left to weep. Verse 5. David's two wives had been captured, Aniam of Jezreel and Abigail, the widow of Nabal of Carmel. David was greatly distressed because the men were talking of stoning him. Each one was bitter in spirit because of his sons and daughters. But David found strength in the Lord his God. You see, the people then turned the energy of their grief into threats of assassination of David. David, though grieving to the point of exhaustion, used the occasion to strengthen himself in the Lord. And I am so joyous that God's word is the same today, yesterday, and forever. It is unchanging. And just as David encouraged himself, God extends the same opportunity to you and me today. Now you may be saying, Minister Willie, you just don't understand. I just don't know how I can make it through this holiday season. Well, may I share with you that 4 years ago, I walked in the shoes that you may be walking in today. Allow me to explain. My mother, whose health was average for an 88-year young woman, suffered a stroke in the fall of 2013 that caused such nerve damage that she screamed from excruciating pain to even the slightest touch. I had no plans of ever having to put my mother in a nursing home. However, because she required some form of therapy 3 times a day, I had no recourse. If that wasn't bad enough, my mother developed a respiratory infection while in the nursing home, which turned into pneumonia, which landed her in the hospital on Christmas night of 2013. Within 2 weeks of being hospitalized, she grew worse and refused food and liquids. As a result, a meeting with doctors informed me that hospice care was in order because my mother probably would not make it through the weekend. I had no idea in the fall of 2013 that I would be saying goodbye to my mother on January 12, 2014. I was in shock. In addition, it would be the last Thanksgiving and Christmas that I would have my mother on this side of heaven, as well as the last Thanksgiving that we would spend the holidays in our home in Oak Park, Illinois, surrounded by a host of family and friends. I really needed to be encouraged in the Lord. As I spent my days by my mother's bedside in the nursing home, as well as at the hospital, I knew I could not make it through that time alone. I had to draw upon a power and comfort that only God could give. Now, don't get me wrong. I so appreciated friends who came by the nursing home or hospital who sat with me, especially my BGFF minister, Candy. I so appreciated those who prayed for my mom and sang to my mother because I knew she did not need to hear me singing at a time like that. They were there to love on me and support me. However, with all their love and support, I knew I had to depend on Jesus to get me through. And God is so faithful. During that time, I found him to be my comforter, my provider, my strong tower, my restorer, my bridge over troubled waters, my GPSer, my burden remover, my helper, my all in all. As a comforter, in 2 Corinthians 1, verses 3 to 4 says, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our tribulations, that we may be able to comfort those which are in trouble, and to comfort with which ourselves are comforted by God." I believe we do not go through anything in life just for ourselves, my TMC family, but we go through them to encourage another brother or sister who may be experiencing what we have gone through. Always be ready to extend that comfort to someone during their hour of need. You may never know how your being there to walk them through what they have been, what they're going through, can make a vast difference in their lives. Psalm 147:3 says, "He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds." The healing of the brokenhearted includes those who grieve over their sins, as well as those who are afflicted by life's adversities. Satan would love nothing more than for us to think that our sins, especially those unimaginable ones, would be counted against us for life. But thanks be to God. First John 1:9 tells us, when we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us of all unrighteousness. Be encouraged. As our provider, Philippians 4:19 says, "And my God shall supply all your needs according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus." God's promise to supply all the Philippians' needs is personal, because it says, "My God." It is positive, because it says, "Shall supply." It is pointed, because it says, "All your needs." It is plentiful, because it says, "According to His riches and glory." And it is powerful in Christ Jesus. This is how God meets people's needs today as well. As we go through this holiday season, be thankful and grateful for that which God has already blessed you. Everything may not be exactly how it has been in years past. However, we are still blessed, and God has still and is still providing for our needs according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Be encouraged. As our strong power, Proverbs 18:11 says, "The rich man's wealth is in his strong city, and like a high wall in his own esteem." Wealth provides a measure of security, but one may falsely imagine it as a strong wall or higher safeguard against calamity than it really is. During this past year, we have heard the news of a few famous and wealthy celebrities who have taken their lives because life apparently became too unbearable for them. On the outside, it appeared as though they had it all together. Little did we know they were troubled until we read about them or heard about them on the news. Proverbs 18:10 tells us, "The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run to it and are safe." Do you notice that this verse does not say that the righteous walk to it? But my family, it says the righteous run to it and are safe. You see, there's a sense of urgency knowing that protection, peace, and comfort are found in our strong tower. The name of the Lord is where true strength and protection are found. During times of feeling of despair, loneliness, inadequacies, run to Him to be encouraged. As our GPSer, better known as a global positioning system, many of us have some form of GPS that gives us directions on how to get from where we are to where we want to be. Without this global positioning system, or GPS, many of us would be lost, wandering around trying to either read the map while driving or having a passenger read the directions in which we are to go from the map, or print the directions from our computer to go to where we want to go. Oftentimes, I know mine has, the GPS guides me in the wrong direction. It puts me at the wrong location. Well, my family, we have a GPS, and I call it God's perfect system, called the Word of God, that never misleads us, never misguides us. And the wonderful thing is, not only do we have God's Word, but we also have the Holy Spirit that will lead and guide us into all truth. Psalm 119, verse 105 tells us, your word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto my path. Be encouraged. The word of God is a treasure beyond compare. Run to it when you are feeling lonely. Run to it when Satan tries to rob your belief in of hope and try to replace that with fear. Run to it when you'd rather pull the covers over your head and stay in bed rather than see another Thanksgiving or Christmas that was like last year, or would rather see it one would rather pull the covers over your head than to be in this year in a different place because of devastation that has happened throughout the year. Run to the word of God. You know, I had a conversation with someone who was depressed because they wanted to go out to dinner to celebrate a milestone birthday, but they would be celebrating this birthday alone. After giving what I thought were good suggestions on how to celebrate, and none of those were appealing, I finally suggested that they buy McDonald's gift cards and give them to the homeless people on the streets, and then treat themselves to dinner, knowing that they had added something special to someone in need. This person's whole countenance changed from having a pity party to excitement when I mentioned that they should do that. You see, life does bring about changes. Life, the way we once knew it, is not always going to stay the same. So relish the good times you may have had with family and friends during the holiday season. Be thankful for those times, but always know while being a blessing to others, we are blessed. So we need not spend a holiday alone. Volunteer in the food pantry. Go to a church where they're always serving on Thanksgiving Day.
Amen.
I'm almost finished. Or if you're cooking for yourself, pack up some plates and go to the streets. Yes, on Thanksgiving or on Christmas. Believe me, your graciousness and thoughtfulness to them will be appreciated. That's what I did on Thanksgiving 2014. And believe it or not, that was one of the best Thanksgivings we had ever had while here in Florida. No, we didn't have the 30 or 40 family and friends who were with us then, but we had that one somebody who needed to be blessed. So I pray that this message has been a blessing to you, and I turn the call back over to you, Minister Jackie.
Well, thank you, thank you, thank you for that profound word. I will be calling you back shortly after a few brief announcements and our prayer. Let us pray over our prayer request. Lord, we come before you today, and we give you thanks. We are encouraged by your word, Lord. Keep us all lifted up and covered in your blood. And for those that have made their prayer request, God, you know the desires of their heart. We ask that you cover each and every one of them and grant them those desires. We lift you up. We thank you. We thank you for the bereaved families, God, that you were bringing peace to their hearts. We thank you for our co-founders, that you continue to lead and guide them, and Artists International, that you continue to grow in them, and those that have sickness in their bodies. We know that in your word you said, by your stripes we are healed. And we are thanking you for the healing, the peace, and the comfort in your precious name, Jesus. And God, we thank you for the speaker this morning as she came and poured out her heart. Lord, we ask you to pour back virtues into her as she has shared with us. And we cover this prayer in your precious name, Jesus, amen and amen. Now, if you would like to hear the playback of this powerful message, you can call 712-432-1085. Again, 712-432-1085, and the PIN number is 957-677-POUND. And for those that are moving on to the new morning motivational call, today is Presidential Tuesday, and it will be hosted by our very own Minister Constance Caraway. So for that call 712-770-4005. Again, 712-770-4005. And the PIN number is 294-617-POUND. Well, thank you again, Minister Rebecca, for seating and greeting everyone in the telecommunications sanctuary and opening us up with that prayer. And thank you, thank you, thank you, Minister Peterson, for reminding us to be encouraged with that powerful message that you gave this morning. Would you please come back and close us with the benediction?
Yes, I will. And thank you, Minister Jackie. You know, providing a need for someone else is really what Thanksgiving is all about. We are blessed to be a blessing. Even the smallest thing we do can be a blessing to someone else and at the same time be a blessing to you. So, Lord, we pray that you continue to encourage us as we continue to walk in your way. We give you praise and call it done. In Jesus' name, amen. My TMC family, as I always say, from my heart to yours, I just love me some you. Be encouraged. Goodbye.